I don't know about you all, but this week has been very hard for me. And I was in some sorrow, and so I stand before you in that sorrow. But what do we do with our sorrow? So let's look to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious God, we come before you with heavy hearts. We come before you with light hearts. Oh, God, we come before you with our hearts. We know that our hearts are connected to our spirit. So, oh, God, we ask right now that you speak to our spirit. This is your time. This is your moment. Stand up inside of me and speak. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Corinthians 3:1-9. 1 Corinthians 3:1-9. Brothers and sisters, I couldn't talk to you like spiritual people, but like unspiritual people. Like babies in Christ, I gave you milk to drink instead of solid food because you aren't up to it yet. Now you are still not up to it because you are still unspiritual. When jealousy and fighting exist between you, aren't you unspiritual and living by human standards? When someone says, I belong to Paul, and someone else says, I belong to Apollos, aren't you acting like people without the Spirit? After all, what is Apollos? What is Paul? They are servants who helped you to believe. Each one had a role given to them by the Lord. I planted, Apollos watered, but God made it grow. Because of this, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but the one who is anything is God who makes it grow. The one who plants and the one who waters work together. But each one will receive their own reward for their labor. We are God's co-workers. And you are God's field, God's building. The word of God for the people of God. So, you know, we started off this month talking about hush harbor. You know, where black enslaved people hid away to worship in the ways that they knew best. And also just to get away to release and talk about stuff, right? So then we started to move into what we learned from, we learned about the African Methodist Episcopal Church, where we were challenged to do something about seeing God manifested in our lives. We were challenged to see how God can be manifested in our lives, to do something. Today, we will explore and glean from a movement that some of us may be very uncomfortable with. And I ask you to be aware of the judgments and whatever uncomfortability that comes up as we explore this story. So as I read the scripture for today and I stand before you, I must say that I feel a lot like Paul, speaking to an unspiritual people. University Church, we do justice and hospitality very, very well, but we lack in spirituality. That's heavy. Most people hear and do justice, but can we tie in our faith? Are we finding stories within the Bible that speaks to why we do what we do? How are you, how are we being intentional about watering our spirits through prayer, Bible study, fasting, singing, and so on? So as I talk about the movement that we will learn from today, I must be like Paul. This is a seed. We know that seeds come from fruit. So in our text, Paul's fruit was the ministry of Jesus, which the seed was the gospel of Jesus, the gospel that Jesus
us to be closer to God through forgiveness and grace. Grace at the pardon of the cost of sin through forgiveness. Most importantly, Jesus calls us to act as children of God. This message is given to people by individuals, which is the planting of the knowledge. Apollo stayed in Corinth, teaching the good news of Jesus and modeling. and ask that that happens. So we want to learn more. So they start having Bible studies, they have to have prayer meetings, and something happened. There was a man named Edward S. Lee who began to speak in tongues. And they were shocked. But they kept on praying and they kept on studying. And then six more received this evidence of the Spirit. But William didn't do it yet. And on the third day, in prayer, William received the gift of speaking in tongues. Now, all along, they had a Bible study and prayer meetings, and a large crowd began to show up at this house. And then the crowd grew bigger, and the crowd grew bigger. May of 1906. years. And at this time, it was not much acceptable for a woman to get up and talk. But they would get up and preach the word of God with boldness as the Spirit gave them utterance. When was the last time you allowed the Spirit to convict you to speak out? United Pentecostal Church, and many denominations.